You are now plugged into Action Features.
Okay, and we are rolling.
Oh, there it is.
And the tape is rolling.
Is it rolling?
We're recording on
always
tape.
Always record. That's from Tenacious D.
Oh, I'm not familiar with the TD.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, James?
Remember last show when we said we were going to do that bracket thing?
Yes, I do remember.
We're not doing that.
Oh, we're not?
No.
That's too bad.
Why not?
I had everything worked out, all my picks.
Well, you know, there's a couple reasons why.
Well, why don't you tell me about them?
We just did a themed episode, like, last episode.
We did two themes.
The one before that, we did a themed episode.
We did two themed episodes, at least.
So there's been some stuff going on that we need to catch up on.
There sure has been.
For one thing. I want to actually put the bracket up for other people to look at before the next show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to put up the choices so they can do it at home before the show airs. That way they've got their picks all ready to go before they hear our picks.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But
I haven't seen it either.
Unrelated to that. Well, not unrelated to that. I guess it would be related to that. So I just lied when I said unrelated a minute ago.
What is it?
I already told you this, but they finished. Am I too loud?
No, no, you're fine.
I'm popping up. They finished that off, that Amazon thing?
Yes, you told me about this.
And it's crazy.
It's crazy, the result.
It's crazy.
Tell them what it is, James.
Well, first of all, Lord of the Rings beat Star Wars.
Ridiculous.
Which is crazy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, but the original Star Worlds, it's the greatest sci-fi trilogy, or greatest movie trilogy of all time.
It's perhaps the greatest trilogy of all time.
It's
really.
The greatest movie trilogy of all time.
You're not going to beat Star Wars.
You're not going to beat the original
Star
Worlds.
It reset everything.
It's the best.
It was a game changer. That movie and that trilogy is a game changer. Lord of the Rings was not a game changer.
I love Lord of the Rings. It's great.
It was great.
But again, it's a book first. And it's not really the movies, you know?
It's not.
People love the books. The movies are great, but really the books is what that all stemmed from.
Is Lord of the Rings taking the world by storm?
No, it's not.
Are people wearing Lord of the Rings shirts all over the place?
No, not anymore. Are you going to rewatch Lord of the Rings again and again and again?
Can you walk into Walmart and get a picture, a t-shirt with Gandalf kayaking down a river?
No.
No, you can't.
Is anybody
but you can with Darth Vader.
Do you say, may the ring be with you? No, you say, may the force be with you.
Is there a national holiday for Lord of the Rings?
No, there's not may the force.
May the fourth be with
you?
Is there a national holiday? A worldwide observed holiday for Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Ring Day? Is it called Ring Day?
There's no Ring Day. Come on, that's silly.
Gollum
Day?
Gollum Times Day?
Gollum Givings Day? Gollum Givings Day?
Gollum Times Day?
Yeah. Thanks, Gollum's Day?
Come on.
Yeah.
There's not that.
So that is ridiculous to begin with. But the even more ridiculous thing, I love Dredd. I thought Dredd was a great movie.
It was.
But it's not better than the Indiana Jones trilogy.
It's not better than the Indiana Jones trilogy. That's
I love what we call it, the trilogy still. It's not better than the Indiana Jones trilogy.
No. No.
But it beat Indiana Jones. That's ridiculous.
That's
silly talk.
The deck was stacked.
Come on.
The cards were...
That's silly. I realize the Dredd fans really came into this thing and really were bombarding it with votes. But Amazon should have at one point just stepped in and been like, look, come on. This is ridiculous.
I would like if they'd erased it,
this is stupid.
We're
not even going to go any further. You're going to make Dredd beat Indiana Jones? Come on.
We'll tell you what. We're going to save everything. We'll just save it for you. Star Wars is first. Indiana Jones comes in second.
Yeah.
That's how this ends.
But that's not how it ended.
That's not how it ended.
Dredd beat Indiana Jones.
Dredd beat Indiana Jones.
Dredd beat Lord of the Rings. Dredd won the whole thing.
Dredd beat everything. They didn't make three Dredd movies.
Come on, they made one Dredd movie and it didn't even succeed. Well, it's not the movie's fault.
Right, it was good. And you know what? I like the Stallone Dredd too. It was kind of fun.
It's
different.
Dredd.
It's different from the other
Dredd. It's
silly,
Dredd. But it's fun.
But no.
No.
No. It's not beating Lord of the Rings. And I would rather watch Dredd than Lord
too.
Of the Rings right now.
I would too.
But
I saw the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I watched it a couple times.
Well,
we sat through the whole thing.
We saw the director's cuts back
all
to back, all three.
We sat in the theater for 9 hours.
Was it 9 or 12?
I think it was 9, because each one was 3 hours,
it was 3 hours or something.
We had a little break. Maybe
it was
10 hours.
There was a little break in between. It was a long day.
It was a long day.
Haven't watched them since.
I got to tell you, it was a shorter day than when I did that Marvel movie marathon.
Oh, yeah.
But it felt longer.
Yeah.
It felt much longer.
It was really
especially,
long.
It was the first time we'd seen Return of the King. And the endings just kept feeling like it was the ending each time. We were getting up like, okay.
Right?
Oh, wait a second. And then it was like something else happened. We were like, okay. Oh, wait a second.
Ah.
And that's the only time you've seen Return of the King, hasn't it?
Yes, that's
I think it's the only time I've seen
Return
of the King.
That's the one time I saw Return of the King. I walked away from it then.
I'm pretty sure it's the only time. I've seen Fellowship of the Ring a few times.
Yeah.
I've seen The Two Towers a few times. But I think I've only seen Return of the King that one time.
I tried to watch it again. I tried to watch it again, and I didn't make it very far.
All right.
I was cleansed of Lord of the Rings at that time. But being fair, I'm sorry, Dread does not beat that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Sorry.
It doesn't.
It's silly.
At all. Well, okay, so there was that. And we're going to do that next time. Well, on the Facebook page, we'll put the bracket list up. You know, we'll put up one side of the brackets and the other side of the brackets. And I'm going to kind of do the same thing that Amazon was doing, where they put all the Indiana Jones movies as one choice. I'll do all, like, the Spider-Man Raimi films as one choice. And you can kind of ignore Spider-Man 3. I'm going to put the Burton Bat films as one choice. If you want to. If you don't want to, whatever you want to do. And that kind of thing. And I'll just pick them at random, the brackets at random. I'm just going to put all together and just draw it out. This is one side. This is the other side. You fill in your brackets of the 16, and then you go down from there until you get to your number one. And we'll see what you guys come up with, and we'll see what we come up with.
I like it.
So for this episode, it's catch up, and we're also going to do a top five list. We're going to do a few of these themed top five lists on the show, where we just pick one thing, and it's like, okay, it's going to be a quick top five, but it's related to maybe a current movie, a current comic, a current toy line, something like that. And this time around, we're doing our top five most wanted figures in the DC Collectibles Batman Animated Series / the new Batman Adventures upcoming toy line. The only figures they've shown so far are the new Batman Adventures Two-Face, Freeze, and Batman, and the Batman Animated Series Catwoman. So those are off the list, but...
Those are off the hook.
Yeah.
That's what you mean to say.
That'll be towards the end of the show, though.
Oh. That will be towards the end of the show. If you don't want it, just turn it off.
What do you got first?
Well,
you got some stuff written down?
Yeah. We're talking about toys. Let's get this out of the way.
Fresh Monkey Fiction?
Fiction. I think it's put up these
cool.
Golden Age Heroes in Marvel Secret
it's
Wars.
Called Amazing Heroes? Is that what
Amazing Heroes, that's what yeah. it is. In Marvel Secret Wars style action figures. They look great. They look very cool. Hopefully they don't turn out to be,
I think they're going to be really neat.
Yeah, they will. You can't really vary too much from what they already have shown.
Yeah, I mean, and when you go down to 5 points of articulation like that, you're asking for a lot less troubles in prototype to final form.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to have something that's going to end up having super lanky arms
right.
and funky joints and all that stuff. When you just got that plain 5 points of articulation, it's pretty easy to get from sculpt to final product.
Right.
They're doing a Kickstarter. They haven't put it up yet, but a couple of the figures are going to be Kickstarter exclusives. So far they showed the Black Terror, Daredevil, not the Marvel Comics Daredevil, but the Golden Age Daredevil character. Looks like they're going after characters that are in the public domain, like Dynamite Comics is doing with some of their stuff right now. Who was it? The Wizard? Was that the other
one? Yeah, The Wizard.
Something like that. And then Captain Action as a Secret Wars style figure,
which I think is super cool looking. Very cool.
And they have two that are blacked out right now, and that's the Hero of the Red Planet, which we both think is...
John Carter of Mars.
And then the Enhanced Superhero, which they haven't said what it is yet.
Yeah.
I think that line is so cool looking.
It's real cool.
It's, you know, they've done so many nostalgia lines. They did like the Mego line, and Star Wars is kind of doing the 5 points line with their Star Wars and the alien figures and the reaction stuff. It's kind of neat that this one's, you know, owning in on the superhero lines of the 80s with obviously a major nod towards Secret Wars in that it's an easier line, I think, to produce than doing an homage to superpowers would be, because you'd have to do the action features and all that.
Hey.
All that stuff and the knee joints and everything. I
love Secret Wars.
I do too. I think the body sculpt is great.
I think I do too, and I think it applies really well to those heroes. Captain Action looks great in that stance.
Yeah.
I always thought Captain Action's
a cool design, but I never liked...
Right. You never wanted a Captain Action
Captain Action doll.
You never wanted the doll.
Yeah.
The doll baby.
So those are really, really neat. And if you go to Facebook and look up Fresh Monkey Fiction, we'll do a link to it either on actionfeatures.net or on the Facebook page, something like that. And if any of the guys that are handling this line are listening... Mike and I are super stoked about what you're doing, and kudos to you. Whenever your Kickstarter's up, we'll definitely link it up at the page, and we'd be really excited to be a part of helping you promote it. So there's that.
What do you have?
I want to talk about... I went on a little rant of something to a friend the other day.
Yeah.
And it all stemmed from this horrendous X-Men Days of Future Past Quicksilver Hardee's commercial. Did I show you this?
No, why... No.
Oh, my goodness.
A Hardee's commercial, huh?
Well, X-Men Days of Future Past is getting a promotion through Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Okay. I didn't know Hardee's was still open.
Not, there's none around here.
Okay.
So they had one commercial where it's Mystique, and it's not Jennifer Lawrence, it's somebody else dressed as Mystique.
Okay.
And she's got a giant burger or something, and she has to turn into a man to be able to eat it.
Is she hot?
Well, she has to turn into a man to be able to eat it.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
It sounds stupid.
But now they have another one with that Quicksilver from X-Men Days of Future Past, the emo club kid, silver hair, rocker jacket, two different colored
shoelaces. He looks weak.
He looks terrible.
He looks weak.
And it's actually the guy in the movie, in the commercial.
Well, what else is he doing after the...
Well, he was great in American Horror Story. I thought he was fantastic.
Okay, yeah,
I forget. So he's eating this bacon sandwich thing.
You need to build up your speed.
Build up your speed.
You need to build up your
and
speed.
A piece of bacon,
bacon
falls off, and it's falling down at like slow speed because he's eating so fast. And
he's smiling,
and he's taking bites, and he runs over and he gets an orange juice, and you know the bacon's falling, and he picks up and grabs it, and he's making some more funny faces, and his silver hair's flying around, and his crazy silver shoes are there. And it was just obnoxious. It was just like...
Sounds pretty bad.
I mean, he looks so bad to begin with. And it was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is really stupid. And somebody had brought up a point like, oh, and it wasn't so cool back when the Batman commercials from McDonald's. Actually, those were cool. Those were super cool. I loved those.
I don't remember...
And no offense to the guy that said that. I understand what his point was making. I think it was Ryan Pointer that said it to me. And no offense to him. He was saying it in jest. But it was just... I really thought those were well done and kind of cool commercials, but this is something that's super lame to begin with, or at least it looks super lame, and now it looks even super lamer to me. But it really, the point of it to me, though, is that what I kind of went from this from, or where I stemmed off of this, was that there's too much comic film stuff right now for me. It's too much.
I agree. I feel like everything is either... Like Chicago Heat style, which is something we made up to make fun of.
Yeah.
The suit and tie and the glass building, and you're driving a brand new Dodge Charger and, you know, doing that same formula, everything looks the same. Or big blockbuster, summer blockbuster superhero movies all year round.
Exactly.
You have two choices when you go to the movies.
Nah. It's too much now. I was just, when I saw that commercial, and we were talking about when the Batman commercials happened and things like that. It just kept, I kept on thinking like, man, but when those happened, it was like kind of a rarity. You know,
it was a big event.
It was a big event. Yeah. And so when I saw those, and I was really excited when I would see those Batman McDonald's commercials or Taco Bell commercials or something like that, because it was such a big, huge event. And the whole summer of 89 was all that event. And nowadays, and I know I'm a huge, you know, pusher of the 89 Batman.
You love the 1989 Batman.
I love it. Okay. I'm totally biased, and you know, I come by it honestly that I am biased towards that film. But my point in it is that there's so many now that you don't even get a moment to really enjoy and get behind something and get excited about it before the next thing's already coming at you.
Yeah, you're already
it's too
you're
much
pumped full of
it's so fast and
furious. It's fast and furious
that I can't even recover. I can't even look forward to it. Like, I used to look forward to a movie coming out, like, months in advance. I'd be, I'm so excited. And, yeah, I was kind of excited about Winter Soldier. I still haven't even seen Winter Soldier. And I've already seen people on different Facebook pages and stuff like that. They're already talking about Captain America 3. And they're already talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy movie that's coming. They're already talking about the Ant-Man movie. And they're already talking about the Batman versus Superman and all these different things. And Marvel's got movies planned out to 2028. And it's just like... Dude, it's too much. It's too much now. You can't even like have a moment to enjoy the one you're excited about before you already have to get excited about the next one.
Yeah.
You've already got to be on the train for the next one. And the toy line's coming out for the next one. And the fast food promotion's coming in for the next one. And it's just, here we go. And even though there's some gems in there's a lot of crud in there too that you just got to like, here's another one. Here's another one they did. I just want to be excited about comic book movies again, and I can't do that right now because there's just too many. And there's too many bad ones.
Yeah.
I want to go back to a time where they were the obscurity, where it was a comic film happening was a big event.
Yeah.
And it was something that was special and something that comic fans and stuff were like, wow, we're getting a comic book movie. This is crazy. And this is really
And even
happening.
If it wasn't that good, you might still like, hey, did you see this? Because this is the thing that came out.
It came out based on what we like. You know, this is something for us. And now it's just, it's taken on this huge life and... I mean, probably people are going to be criticizing me for saying all this in that, you know, oh, what do you want? You don't want comic films to happen? And that's not what I'm saying. I just want it to not be so bombarded with it. It's just too much, too fast.
It seems like you're really, to me, the commentary is not on comic films, but really just the way that things have gotten where there's too much. Like you said, there's no time to enjoy something. There's no time. I'm enjoying Star Wars right now, and the reason why I'm enjoying it is because I'm not getting hit in the face every day with a bunch of Star Wars stuff. There's nothing coming out, like very little pieces of news here and there. I like that.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about not even watching the trailer when it comes out and just going straight to the theater.
Whoa.
That's a year from now.
That's huge.
I don't think I'm going
to
be able to do
you're
it.
You're not going
to
be able to do that.
But I'm thinking about doing
it. You're thinking about it, but you're not going to.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, that is something. But it's something to look forward to and something to be excited about. And I used to feel that way about comic book films where I'd be like, I want to see every little tidbit that's coming out about this movie.
Right.
And nowadays, it's just like, even if I tried, I couldn't even see every tidbit about this movie because there's so much they're showing and there's so many films and there's so much going on. It's just, ugh. It's too much.
I don't feel like it's... Well, it's just like what we talked about with... mentioned something about a character on here. I don't remember who it was. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is what we were talking about with the guy. You know, pull back a little bit. You got to like... I know you're making money, but if it's all about making money, eventually you're just going to start churning out crap. Which,
exactly.
And I'm not saying that that's what they're doing because I hear Captain America 2 is awesome.
I hear it is too. I hear it's great.
I want to see it.
I do too.
I've kind of shut my ears to everything else. They got all this...
I
want to talk
about the spoiler.
Stuff and stuff. Oh, we'll talk about the spoiler. Let's do something else before we do.
Well, hang on.
Rant.
I just want to say again that I'm not meaning to come across as if I'm dogging Ryan and what his comment was in the Batman thing. It really did stem some conversation, and I don't want to ever feel like I'm like dogging somebody on the podcast. That's not really was my intention at all.
That's not what we do here.
No, I really appreciate whenever I get a comment on my Facebook thread or in this, and people get involved in the conversation and show an alternate view. And he always tries to put a positive spin on things, so I appreciate what he was doing, and I don't want to come across as I'm insulting you. You're a cool guy, Ryan. Please don't think I'm insulting you. You're a cool guy.
I'll get him for you if you want me to.
No, don't,
Ryan.
Oh, wait, no. I thought you meant for me to.
Ryan. No, I'll get you.
All right,
buddy. One thing I wrote down: Cap versus Supes. Who will win? Is somebody going to pull out? Is somebody going to stop?
Oh, Captain America 3 versus Superman, Batman.
I'm just throwing the question out.
Well, here's.
Are they gonna?
Are somebody gonna move?
Is somebody gonna give?
Somebody's going to have to give.
I don't think they will.
Superman, Warner's already saying that they're not going to budge, but I have a feeling that they're when they get closer to time, there'll be some kind of production delay that gives them the excuse to budge.
That may be.
I think it's silly that they even put that in there at the first place, because Marvel had that date first.
Yeah.
They knew there was a Marvel film coming that day.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, DC's putting out Superman, the new Superman versus Batman versus Wonder Woman versus
whatever else,
whoever,
a
Brainiac, whoever else is in it, on the same day, slated for the same day as Captain America 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was an unnamed Marvel sequel when they first threw it on that same date.
Right, okay.
And then Marvel just announced this, I think this week, that it is Captain America 3. And Captain America 2 just had the biggest April box office opening of all time. And it looks like it's just going to keep on being like a monster hit. Spider-Man 2's reviews are coming in, and everybody's saying it's terrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That review is terrible. So I don't think that's going to knock Captain America down at all this summer.
There's
I
something
think
about Captain America gonna... the country can kind of rally behind.
Well, even,
you know,
I mean, it's
like
doing great worldwide, though. Everybody's loving the movie.
Yeah.
And I love that a lot of people are now saying that this cements Captain America as the strongest part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first Cap was great. Cap is great in Avengers, and the second Cap is great. And I don't think that the other, you know, franchises that are involved so far in the Marvel Cinematic Universe have done as strongly, because Iron Man 1's great, Iron Man 2 and 3 not so great. You've only got the one Hulk movie. If you count the first Ang Lee as part of it, which you can't really do, it's just kind of, the Hulk movie was okay, it was all right. And,
the Hulk.
And then you've got Thor, which the first one was a lot of fun, but maybe it's kind of viewed as maybe not the strongest of the bunch. And then the Thor 2 movie, a lot of people thought, yeah, it was all right. You know, yeah, whatever.
I didn't
see it. But Cap has now been kind of solidified as the really strong portion. Everybody's saying it may be the best in the Marvel movies. I've read that a lot. Like, this may be my favorite of the Marvel movies. Like, it's really strong, and it does things for other films, too. Like, it makes the other... It sews its plot line throughout all the Marvel movies and makes... Kind of pulls everything together a little bit more, which is cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
But I think that if one's going to budge, it's going to be Batman versus Superman.
They should. But you know what? These companies just have so much... It seems arrogant to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. It just seems like...
That reeked of arrogance.
Like they're going
to... To put it out the same day as the other one. And that doesn't do anything but hurt.
Hurts both films,
and it hurts the fans, because not a lot of people can go see two movies in one weekend.
Right.
So you're making everybody make a choice. And that's silly. Marvel wasn't putting their movie in the spot of your movie. That's... You're taking that spot. You know it was there. You're going to go ahead and try and fight them? That's silly. And a lot of people are saying the same thing, that everybody loses if you do that. That's silly. You're going to make less money, and the fans don't get to go see both films. It was funny. Blaze did that as his current event this week at school.
Yeah.
And, he got the number one of his class. He got voted the best current event when he did which one's going to go up. And he did a poll in his class, and everybody but two people voted for Captain America 3. To be the better film of the two.
Wow.
But that's the one they would go see. So it was, that's a little tiny group of people. Yeah. But it was funny that, amongst all these sixth graders, you hear Batman versus Superman or the third Cap movie, and everybody but two, and the only two that picked it were a girl that really likes Batman and a guy that had liked the first Superman.
Who had played Superman in the movie.
So everybody but two picked Captain America 3.
Well, in his class. If that doesn't say something, I don't know what does.
Oh, that's what the youth want. They want the Captain America.
That's what they want. They want the Captain.
Okay, so can I talk about the spoiler now?
Yeah, you can talk about the spoiler. I've got a couple things.
All right, Diamond Select Toys on their Facebook page. Okay, this was four days.
I'm
going to
throw out a question. This is a teaser for everybody before you do get into that. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., do they have actual superheroes on the show? Nobody knows yet. It hasn't been announced. Nobody can tell. We don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
All right, then.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows these days. It's a secret.
It's a secret
it's
war.
It's a secret shield. A
secret war.
Okay, so Diamond Select Toys, who makes, the Marvel Select figures and Mini-Mates and all this different stuff.
They made three Expendables?
Made three Expendables. That line was expendable.
Apparently it was.
4 days after Captain America comes out, they post a picture of a Mini-Mate, and they put a spoiler for the film that I did not see coming. I would have never have seen this coming. And I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not going to spoil it. That's ridiculous.
I don't know what it is.
So they put it in they put a picture up and they put this thing as a description, and it's a spoiler from the film. Like right there.
Right.
And you can't avoid it because it's in your Facebook feed. It's just there.
Captain America is actually Red Skull.
That's you got it.
I'm going to guess.
He's the Red Skug.
I knew he's the Red Skull.
So they put that in there, and so I put a message on there. I'm like, is this a spoiler? And somebody responded, and they said, yeah, it's a big one. That's a big spoiler. And then a bunch of other people commented, like, wow, thanks a lot, DST. That's really not cool. And I put on there, too, like, yeah, that's really not cool at all. Why would you do that? And their response was, if you don't want to get spoilers for Captain America 2, you should probably avoid the internet ASAP.
Avoid the internet.
Which is the most smug, childish response I've ever seen from a company.
It's very rude.
It's incredibly rude.
It's very rude.
I mean, I could see an internet troll doing something like that. You know, somebody on a forum that's just out to spoil stuff for you and just being a jerk. And that's why I've avoided forums right now.
Right.
Because I don't want to have anything from Captain America spoiled. I choose my friends on Facebook. I know my friends on there. Yeah. So I know they're not going to spoil the things in the feed for me. Because they're my friends. And so I'm aware of their character.
Right.
So that's my choice to go on Facebook, because I can go on Facebook because I know the people that are on Facebook. I didn't ever expect a company that sells product based on the movie would come in and just spoil something for you. And some people are saying, oh, well, it's not a major spoiler. And other people are saying, no, that's a pretty major spoiler. And from what I read of the spoiler, just in that little section, it's something I never would have seen coming. It's not something from the original Winter Soldier books.
Makes it a big one.
It makes it a big one. And it really kind of dampened my excitement for the movie, because it's like, I would have loved to have just had that moment in the film where that happened, and it be a moment, me going, wow, holy crap, I didn't see that coming. But instead, Diamond Select decided that I didn't need to have that moment, and that I should have avoided the internet because of it.
Scarlet Witch is the Red Skull.
Which is ridiculous.
I'm just going to spoil it right now.
Thanks, dude.
Scarlett Johansson is Red Skull.
Even if, okay, so they spoiled it. The proper response when it's called out to you, like, hey, dude, it's 4 days old. You shouldn't be spoiling this.
Right.
The proper response would have been, oh, man, we're sorry. We'll take the spoiler out. Or just deleting the picture. That's the proper response that a good company that cares about its fans would do.
Or at least say, you know what? We're sorry. We're going to leave this up. We're going to put it at the top. Spoiler alert. We're going to, you know, some sort of accommodation other than to tell you to avoid the internet.
Avoid the internet ASAP.
Something that everybody pretty much lives their life with. I mean, how are you going
to... Well, I mean, it's Facebook. You choose who you want to talk to on there. Right. You see who you want to see. That's unfair. You just put it out there. I'm not going to a Marvel board to look at things about the movie and then I'm complaining because I saw a spoiler. That would be ridiculous.
Right. You're looking at a toy site. You don't really expect that from a toy site.
I don't expect that. No. So that was just, it was ridiculously smug and arrogant and it just rude. And it gave me a completely different take on Diamond Select Toys. Like at that point right then, I was like, I'm not buying any more Diamond Select product.
Why would you?
If you care about your fans so little that you not only are willing to just not care about spoiling a movie that's brand new, but also to then, when it's called out to you, to still not care and flip the responsibility back on your fans, then I'm done with you. No thanks. I don't need your product.
Didn't really need your product to begin
with. Later on in the day, they deleted it the next day. Still no response, still no apology, still no nothing. They just deleted the picture and deleted the whole conversation.
Yeah.
So that way nobody knows that they were smug and arrogant and rude. Right. But they got so much backlash in that one picture. There were so many people that were saying, this is incredibly rude. I can't believe you did this. That I'm sure they just want it swept under the rug, but I'm not sweeping it under the rug.
I'm sure they do.
Because you're rude.
No, we're going to say it here.
I'm saying it right here. Diamond Select Toys. You guys are run by rude people.
It's rude.
That was incredibly rude. At least your Facebook page is run by rude
people. Yeah, who knows who responded to that? Somebody up top probably said, whoa, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on, Tom.
Wait a second. That's rude.
Yeah.
That is rude, Megan.
Listen, Megan.
It is rude, Megan.
It is rude, Megan.
All right, so there was that.
All right.
Did we talk about the Turtles trailer the other day?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
We got that.
All right, what else you got on here?
Whoopi Goldberg lost 30 pounds.
Good for her.
It's too late.
Oh, too late, Whoopi. That's mean.
I'm sorry.
That's not cool.
You lost 30 pounds. Okay.
Is she trying to get Ted Danson back?
That's what I'm wondering. Is Ted Danson in the picture? No.
He's married to Mary Steenburgen. Is that her name?
That's better.
Whoopi Goldberg, yes.
He
traded up.
That's big.
He definitely traded up.
Big trade up.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny because it was a news thing today, and I was just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? So what?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Are we waiting for Sister Act 3 to come out?
Nobody is waiting for Sister Act 3.
All right. I've got something here. Do you have something?
I'm done with all my stuff.
You're done? Whoa.
I think, right?
Okay.
Well, it's 6:06. We're already 36 minutes into it, right?
My friend Chad texted me.
Yeah?
Says he lists two things, tells me to talk about them.
Oh, yeah, this is that food you didn't bring.
Doritos 3D.
Yeah, because you can't bring it. We looked it up.
Lifesavers holes. Life holes. Lifesaver holes.
Lifesaver holes. Yep.
Okay, Doritos 3D.
We looked up the commercial.
It's a puffed up Dorito chip with flavor powder inside?
That's what it said on the thing.
That's stupid.
I think I had them once.
You know what? I bet there were like four of them in the bag because they're all puffed up with air. It's stupid.
There's already air in the bag.
People like Doritos because of the chip and the crunch. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
That commercial was goofy, too.
The commercial was stupid. The girl pours
it in the dryer.
That's the laundromat. And they're tossing the things, and then she does some... cartwheels and flips or something,
and their mouths and
tosses the Doritos into the laundry machine, and they spin.
Bad commercials.
And somehow that throws them out, and she catches them, and the guys that are there are impressed. I'm not impressed. I would say, what are you doing? Now, I would say thanks. Thanks a lot, girl, because now the laundry machines are filled with Doritos dust and flavor.
They're totally filled.
It's not going to clean my clothes.
It's not going to clean your clothes.
You've just made a mess in here. Get out. All right, Lifesavers holes. Let me talk about this. They don't cut the hole out of the Lifesaver. They pour the candy mold into a mold. Okay, so there are no holes. So Lifesavers way back when, decided, let's have Lifesavers holes. I don't know if they still have them. I don't know why you would have them. They're small. They're the size of the hole in a Lifesaver. What are you going to do with it? You going to eat just one? They're not chewy.
They're not chewy.
They're crunchy.
They're not chewy?
Are you going to pop one into your mouth, just one? No.
No.
You're probably going to have enough to make it roughly the size of a regular Lifesaver. And then they're all going to be in different spots in there. I'm just disgusted with Lifesaver's holes.
I am too.
I didn't think about it when they came out.
Yeah, you should be.
But I'm thinking about it now, and I'm disgusted with them.
You should be disgusted by those.
I hate them.
I'm glad.
I hope
I'm
they
don't. Not around
anymore. I hope they don't make them anymore.
Didn't this whole thing though? We decided we were going to do a podcast based on old stuff that isn't around anymore.
I don't know.
I think we said that because we talked about Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about. I thought we were going to talk.
Yeah, but
about
I thought we were going to talk. Oh, we're going to talk about it all right now.
Should we? No, because I don't have it all.
Then why did you say you were going to talk about it now?
Well, I want to talk about these things that I was going to talk about. Crystal Clear Pepsi. I'm not going to talk about it. But that brings me to another thing of ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Because this does...
Crystal Clear Pepsi was not a ridiculous thing.
Well, I don't... What was the point of it?
It was good. It tasted good.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like a better version of Pepsi.
Nah. Well, Pepsi's... I'm a Coke man myself.
I liked Crystal Clear Pepsi.
We should do a poll. Coke versus Pepsi.
We should do a blind taste test.
I will tell you exactly what's what and what's better.
Okay, next time we'll do a blind taste test. Okay, you bring a blindfold and I'll bring a Pepsi and a Coke.
Okay.
And cherry Pepsi and cherry Coke.
Can do. Can do. I'll bring the blindfold.
Can do.
Not do. We're not doing Mountain Dew. Just the two Cokes.
All right, two colas. Okay.
Cheez-Its. Okay. We've voiced a couple of gripes with Cheez-Its before. Mm-hmm. I love Cheez-It.
Yeah, I do too.
I love Cheez-Its, yep. Okay? The cracker, the snack cracker. Well, now I saw the other day they have Cheez-Its with grooves.
That's stupid.
And the thing is, it's the best of Cheez-It and a chip in one. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's
they're grasping at straws.
And it's also the best part of a chip is not the grooves.
No.
It's the crunch and the flavor.
Yes.
But above the grooves. It doesn't matter. Potato chip grooved or ungrooved.
It doesn't matter.
So you can't just throw a couple grooves into your Cheez-It and have it be a brand new product. Like, oh, I'm just wondering what's going on over there. They have either too much
time in their hands.
Way too much time.
They're just sitting around going, what are we going to do today, guys? What are the kind of things that can we do today? Well, we've ran out of Cheez-Its. Well, can we start messing with the chip? Can we start making it different shapes?
What if we make it?
Well, we did that too already.
We already did that.
What if we made it big? What if we did a big Cheez-It? We already did a big Cheez-It. What if we did a 3D Cheez-It? What if we puff it up?
What?
Hey.
Hey, not bad.
That's not bad.
Put them in the laundry.
Let's do a 3D Cheez-It.
We'll do a 3D Cheez-It. I don't know. It says that they're thin and crispy.
But by
the picture, they don't look any different than regular Cheez-Its.
They're not any different. They're lying. They're just trying to get people to buy a different thing.
They've been sitting on top of the cheese cracker industry forever.
They're not going anywhere.
They can
just keep putting out the Cheez-It.
You can't dethrone Cheez-It.
They could just keep putting it out, just the Cheez-It.
Just the regular Cheez-It, and people will still be buying it. It's like a Ritz cracker.
I'm never going to not like Cheez-Its. I'm never going to not like them.
Who will ever not like them?
There's never going to be a time where I'm going to move past it, where I'm going to be like, you know what? I don't want any more Cheez-It.
You won't move past it.
I don't want any more Cheez-It. That'll never happen.
You are not going to outgrow it.
There's nobody in the world that'll ever move past it.
People who like Cheez-Its like them, and that's
they're
that.
They're always going to like them.
They're not
going to change.
No.
They're always going to go into the grocery store and see the Cheez-Its and be like, you know, we're out of those.
Let's have another box.
Let's get another box of the Cheez-Its.
Get a box of them.
You've got the market. You've got it.
The grooves aren't going to be there in a year from now.
I see so many Cheez-It flavors, I just want to quit Cheez-Its. I'm quitting Cheez-Its.
You just said you weren't going to... You said you weren't going to do that.
They tried too hard. I quit.
It wasn't the... All right. Also, good news.
Oh, good.
Peter Mayhew is returning...
Hey, I forgot. I wanted to put that
officially
down.
Officially as Chewbacca.
He's Chewbacca. I don't know if it was ever official. Variety reported it, and Hollywood Reporter reported it, but I don't know.
It's the only one Star that's Wars. Not listed as rumored on IMDb.
Oh, well, IMDb, it's got to be true.
Well... That's not necessarily true either, but...
No. I would say it is. It's
I'm going to
guess. And if Chewie's coming back, everybody's coming back.
They said there was a... He was supposed to do a show or something, like a convention
or
something?
Yeah, he's canceled because of filming.
I don't know what else he'd be filming.
He's supposed to be doing the Cincinnati show in September. I don't know if they'll still be filming by then. I would assume they'd be done by then with principal photography, but I don't know.
I don't know.
But if Chewie's coming back...
It's a good chance that...
That's the original cast. Come on.
It's a good chance.
It's not... It won't be... I can't see it being a different story if you've got back R2-D2 and Chewbacca. I can't see it being a different group if you've got those two.
With those two. They're hanging around.
They're just going to have... It's a movie based on Chewbacca and R2-D2's friendship.
That seems cheap to me.
It's their friendship.
Like, either you have everybody or...
Yeah.
Or you move on.
I think it'd be cool if they're going to, like... Because, okay. Peter Mayhew's cool. I'm glad he's getting his knees fixed and everything, and he's going to be back as Chewbacca. I think he's great.
He's got new knees.
But if you're going through tiers of characters to announce, R2-D2 and Chewbacca would be like kind of the lower tier characters to announce them coming back.
No doubt. R2, all it takes is to build a robot.
Really, that's all you really need. Kenny Baker's great, okay? But that's really all you need now is the robot. Yeah. Robots can do everything. Yeah. And then you got Chewbacca. And then I would say the next would be maybe Anthony Daniels as C-3PO coming back.
Right.
And then you move on to the big ones.
Right.
You know? And I would like it if they are doing that, if they're announcing them up. You know, every once in a while they're going to announce one that's coming back and slowly build up to Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill has an appearance somewhere in May or June.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm thinking...
If he cancels, then maybe...
You'll know based on... If he shows up and he's in kind of in somewhat...
well, that one video we saw, he looked like he was in better shape than he was before.
It's hard to tell with the clothes he wears.
Yeah, but he wears a lot of shirts over shirts that are baggy. So that's cool.
Yeah, so anyway, good. Yeah. It's could be good news. All right.
Positively Nerdy. That was the name of the podcast. That's Ryan's podcast. I kept trying to remember the name of his podcast, but Ryan's podcast is Positively Nerdy. You should check that out. That's my way of saying I don't want him to think that I was
positivelynerdy.com.
Positively Nerdy. I don't think it's positivelynerdy.com. If you look up his podcast, it's positivelynerdy.org. No. I don't think so. I just look up the podcast.
.net/
Look up a website.
Comcast. Comcast.gov.
.gov. Positivelynerdy.gov.
Podbean.
Yes. .podbean.gov.
.gov.
.org.
Okay.
/org.
Okay, we got that.
Yes.
Just real quick before you get into this list, I ordered Power of the Force 2, Han Solo and Carbonite.
I'm glad you did it.
I got it today. You know what? I love it. I had a lot of fun. I opened this figure. It's years old now.
Why you opened that? I thought it came open.
No,
I didn't open your Luke Jedi.
I opened. No, I'm leaving that in the package.
Oh, okay.
Just because. But
I'm glad you opened that.
I wanted the carbonite block.
You opened it like a little kid too.
Yeah, I ripped it up.
I didn't cut the bubble.
Think
you didn't cut it because it's all torn up.
No, I didn't cut the bubble. I tore it off.
You did the right thing.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet it was fun.
I'm still enjoying
it. I wish I would have seen you do it.
I'm still enjoying
it. You should have saved it for the show.
I was going to, but I couldn't wait.
You couldn't wait? You were like a little kid.
I was like a little kid.
That's
I said,
good for
I
you.
Would get this out right now.
Good for you. You did the right thing.
I know. Okay. You ready to do this list?
I'm ready, man. All right. So, again.
I'm a ready teddy.
They've already shown four figures. The line covers both the Batman, the animated series, and the new Batman Adventures designs.
Mm-hmm.
These are our five most wanted figures in the line.
Right.
There are obviously other characters we want, too, but these, I kind of feel, are the five that I have to have for this line to feel complete to me.
To me, I kind of tried to avoid figures that I was pretty sure they were going to make.
See, I didn't.
Like,
I should revise my list.
What I really... Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
We'll just have different standards and make it...
Oh,
I mean,
that's fine.
And we'll talk about afterwards what I want that is not on the list.
I also want to throw in like an accessory or two that I want to make sure that they have. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number five...
For me.
Go first or?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Scarface.
Oh, Ventriloquist and Scarface.
The Ventriloquist.
Which design?
Animated series. Pretty much all of mine are animated
All
series.
Mine are 92 designs as well.
I just always thought it was such a cool character, and they did a figure back when, and I missed it because it was later.
It was only in a box set, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. It'd be neat.
It is really
neat. To get that.
Number five for me is Harley. And really... Her designs are one of the only ones that really kind of is the same.
Yeah, it's very, very, very similar.
The two. I still say 92 design, but yeah, I really want a Harley to go. Next to a Catwoman, which we're already getting, Harley would be my most wanted female of the line.
Right.
So Harley's my number five.
Oh, yeah, easily. Number four.
Yeah. Yep. Drum roll.
All right, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting.
Matt Hagen.
As himself?
As himself, but with Clayface accessories, he'd have different heads.
Ooh, that's a cool
idea. For the different characters and different, like, hands and arms and stuff that would be interchangeable.
That's really cool.
Made of clay weapons and stuff like that.
That's a cool idea.
It was my dark horse. It was the one that I threw in that I thought was...
That's a cool idea. And it's crazy because my number four is Clayface.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So... If we both get our wish, then
be great.
You could really...
I want Clayface to be... Oh, DC Collectibles has a lot of those large figures now, and they sometimes sell them at the same price as the smaller figures.
Oh, wow.
I want him to be a large figure, and I want him to come with interchangeable pieces, like you're saying, but I especially want him to come with an interchangeable head that's the Batman head. Remember in the episode where he changed his face into Batman where you're staring at him, and it changes back? I just think that would be... Super cool to have some interchangeable heads and things like that on Clayface.
That would be cool.
When I talked to Blaze about this list, and we were just going through other different things. I think Keaton had said at one point, I was talking to Keaton Amblaze, that there was that one episode, this not the, the Clayface two-parter, but the one that took place afterwards, mm-hmm. where his body's breaking down and he's sealed inside that, that kind of plasticky shell.
Mm-hmm.
Keaton was saying that that would be a cool figure to
have.
That would
be cool.
Like him sealed inside that thing. I was like, that is a really neat idea. I would never have thought about that as a figure.
Right.
But it would be a cool figure to have.
It would be.
All right, what's your number three?
Maybe have a bonus accessory that's sort of like a...
Yeah, the around him or something? Thing around him. Before we keep moving on, I'm so excited about this line.
I know you are.
Like, I haven't been this excited about a toy line in quite a while. Like, I am... I cannot wait for November. I cannot wait for these figures to come in. I'm so... So excited about this line.
It's really cool that it's happening.
Yeah, it's a dream come true.
And with DC, you know that they're going to be quality. You know, you're not going to get, you know, some crappy version of the prototype.
Yeah, you're not going to have... they have some, their issues every once in a while, but it's not like Mattel where it's issues all the time.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they're doing all these episode-specific accessories with them. The sculpts look really good. The articulation's really good. And it won't be a hard thing to get the figures. It's not going to be like I have to go on a website or I have to... be there the day they come out or something like that. I'm just going to go to my comic shop and order them. And anybody that's excited about this line, you should really support your local comic shop and just go in when the previews hits. It's not out yet. I think it's the next previews maybe that'll have them in it. And just say you want these figures and tell them you want them. And they'll order them for you and then you can just go there and get them the day they come out. There'll be no waiting and shipping and
no
all
problem.
That stuff. Just go to your local comic shop. Support your local shop.
Support your local comic shop.
All right, what is your number three?
My number three is Talia. I love Talia. I think it's because she reminds me of like early 60s spy stuff when she's in her.
Yeah.
She's got the jumpsuit with the gloves and.
That'd be cool.
Just.
That'd be really cool.
She's just a really cool. That's my female.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you all have just one female on your list too?
Yeah. I mean, I thought Harley Quinn would be cool, but there's only been one Talia figure, I think, before.
Yeah, there was the Batman animated one. I don't think.
I mean, there's been a lot of Harleys in different lines.
Yeah, they
and
have.
Stuff,
yeah,
and,
yeah, you're right.
It would just be neat.
That would be neat.
That's it.
I think. Well, maybe they made an Arkham Asylum one. I can't remember for sure. Number three for me is the, like I said, all these are 92 designs. Joker. And I would really like it if. How the Freeze is coming with the spider legs, mm-hmm. you know. It would be really neat if he could come with his trench coat and hat.
That would be cool.
Like if they did something where maybe the arms switched out and the trench coat piece was a separate piece that you just plugged in different arms.
Yes.
And then the trench coat hat went on there and then the hat was on there. I mean, other than that, I was trying to think of other kind of specific things he could come with. Maybe a laughing fish, maybe something like that. But I think it would be really neat to be able to do both the trench coat look and the regular look for Joker in one figure. That's my pick for number three.
I like that. That's number three.
It's my number three.
That's good.
Yeah.
My number two is... I feel like my list is kind of boring, but Raish is my number two.
Your list isn't boring. I mean, this is just... Look how different our lists have been so
right.
far. You know?
I figured that.
Yeah.
I tried to make... It was sort of intentional
so,
on my
Raish,
part.
So, which Raish would you go for?
1992 with the...
With the suit or with the shirt off?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I love him in the cape.
The cape is really neat.
With the cape is so cool looking,
yeah.
And you know, with the suit, that's the official Raish. I would love a two pack with Batman and him
with
the shirt off,
and
Batman with the
awesome.
Shirt off, and having the swords.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. I would love that as a two pack.
That would be cool.
That'd be really neat.
I would take that, but just Raish with the shirt off is, I don't know, wouldn't make sense in the line without.
I guess it could. If the line stays around long enough, if you do Raish early enough on. And you do Raish again later on. It's a good way to refresh him.
Well, now you're talking. If you're going to do it that way.
Number two for me is the Dick Grayson Robin
mm-hmm.
from the Batman
mm-hmm.
92 design. You got to have Robin. I mean, it's just...
I knew you.
I think that design is great. It borrows so much from the Tim Drake Robin suit. Be cool if he came with his motorcycle helmet. He wore, you know, he drove his motorcycle a lot, and throughout that series, he would be on the motorcycle Batman movie and the Batmobile. I can't really, again, think of something too specific to him from an episode that I would really, really, really want, other than maybe a motorcycle helmet to throw on the figure. Maybe you wouldn't have a motorcycle, but it'd be cool to have him holding it or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, my number one. I think this might have been my number one on the last Batman animated.
Really?
Thing we did, but it's the Grey Ghost.
See, he's on my Dark Horse list.
I just love it. I just love it.
He's great.
I love the character. It would be nice to have. I know they put out that one before, but he didn't have a gun or anything. I think
the one from Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he did. I think he just had his cape and.
Was it a three pack or something? So yeah. I didn't even get that. I would like to have a nice like
that would
official
be
Grey Ghost.
I almost feel like when they announcement,
you come with the little cars and maybe like
some
sort of memorabilia, some Grey Ghost memorabilia.
That'd be really great. When they said this announcement, and I'd be reading way too much into this, but then when they did the announcement, they said, "Oh, you're going to have a lot more to announce for next year, fans. So stay tuned, or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just felt like a whole radio show thing at the end. I'm like, "Man, are they teasing the Grey Ghost type of thing at the end?" I know it wasn't a radio show, but it just kind of felt like maybe they're teasing the Grey Ghost a little bit. I think it'd be great. I think it would be kind of crazy to have him this early in the line since he's just basically in one episode.
Yeah, I mean,
but I would love it. I would love that he Grey Ghost.
This is sort of something we talked about the other week. Like, I would feel like I would want it, but if they were going to put that out so early in the line and a lot of people didn't get, you know, main characters, mm-hmm. I would disagree with that. I think they should at least get a solid core of villains and heroes out.
Totally.
And then get that out.
My number one is the 92 Batman design.
That's my number one, too. But like I said, I'm sure they're going to make that. So
I am, too.
When
I was thinking of the list, I was like, man, I have to put this on the list. It's got to be my number one because that is the figure I want from the line.
That's the
new Batman Adventures Batman is, he's neat. I'm going to buy him, and I'm going to love having him.
I really like that design.
I want the 92 design. I want him with that cape over his shoulders. I want him with a grapple gun hand. I want him so bad. I want to see that figure so bad. I have a Carded Combat Belt Batman on my wall. It's like the only Batman animated figure I've still got, and I've still got a package sitting on the wall. And I look at that figure all the time, and it's perfect. The Kenner one is perfect.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
But I want that as a 6-inch figure with lots of articulation sitting on my shelf.
Yeah.
I want that figure so bad. And I hope it doesn't take too many waves to get to it. I hope that enough people have been saying online that they really, really want that 92 Batman, that I hope they don't keep pushing that one off. Since they're doing new Batman Adventures so early on, that they don't look at it as, oh, we did Batman, let's move on to this. I hope it's like at least, if it's not the second wave, I hope it's the third or fourth.
It should be. I mean, because you're mixing in animated series stuff. I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, those are two very different Batmans. And I like the other one a lot, the one that's coming out. I'm not going to buy it.
I am.
I know you are. Yeah. I'm not going to buy it, though.
I love the 97 designs.
But that 92 Batman comes out, and
You'll have that.
I will have that.
Yeah. There's some figures that I know that sometimes you're like, I really would like to get that, but it's no matter money and time and all that different stuff. But that one I know.
Yeah.
I know for a fact when you say you get that figure, I'm like, dude, Mike is getting that figure and he's getting it the day it comes out. That figure is his.
Yeah.
92 Batman.
That show is just...
It's so great.
It's great. And...
The kids brought up a good one, too. Once they did that Batman, it would be cool if they did the, like as an exclusive or a variant somewhere, like a summer exclusive maybe. The robot Batman.
That's what I was going to say. That was on my.
That would be so neat. I would love. You could use most of the same sculpt for it.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Do like some
just
robot
tear
damage
off some parts.
And
yeah.
Red eyes or something like that to show it's the robot version of Batman. That would be cool to have the two of them standing next to each other, regular Batman and robot Batman.
Yeah.
There's
an episode. There's some other. I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have talked about it. The episode where Batman, Bruce Wayne is going with Talia, I guess to the Lazarus Pit, they're on some quest. It's called something quest or something, but Batman's outfit looks a little bit like it's maroon. It's got a maroon tint to it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I thought it would maybe because of the lighting, but it's like that in two different lighting situations on the show, so I don't know if Batman packed like a sort of a different suit.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
Man, I tell you, there's so many things you could do with this line.
Oh yeah,
I'm so excited to see what they do. And I mean, they're making it sound like it's going to be a big line, and they have a lot of confidence in it. I really want to see it be like a long, long running, huge line.
Yeah,
as cool as the old Kenner stuff is, and I still think it's a great line. It'd be cool to have a little bit bigger, a little bit nicer, a little bit, you know, a more complete line and having everybody kind of match in style and not be kind of jumping around a little bit that they did sometimes. And there's so many more that I would want that aren't on this list. Like I really want a Penguin and I really want a Scarecrow, and I really want a original series Freeze and all that stuff. It's just those are my...
I like Batgirl, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want the animated series Mr. Freeze.
Me too, yeah.
I like the New Adventures. But
I do too, but animated series Freeze is superior.
That's it. Commissioner Gordon.
Harvey Bullock.
Bullock. Nate had Bullock and Gordon both on his list. And a figure that I thought would be cool, and really this would have to be like way down the line because it doesn't really, it's not it doesn't warrant a figure, but the Minotaur from
That'd be great.
The Hand of Fate.
Yeah, the Riddler Maze episode.
I always kind of liked that episode.
That'd be neat.
I don't know why, it was pretty neat. But
there's a lot of little like one time episode throwaway things that would be really neat as action figures. Right. Like when you see them, like, oh, that'd be cool. Be neat to see, you know, if they're gonna weave in some of the guest star type characters like the Demon Etrigan in the New Batman Adventures to see if he can make it into this line, or if they'll stick to just like just Batman characters, or if they'll kind of mix in Jonah Hex was in one episode of the Batman animated series.
That'd be
to see if
cool.
they kind of weave those kind of characters that felt like guest star characters into the line, or if it'll just really kind of focus on Batman and his team and the Rogues Gallery or what. Who knows?
Who knows?
It'd be nice to see it eventually expand and be Superman animated too. And then Justice League maybe eventually. Make it a huge line. But
it could go that way.
It could go that way. All right.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
That is it.
That is it for the episode.
That is all. That is all. So, that is it.
Should we ask them if they want to share their list on the Facebook?
You want to share your list?
Eh, don't worry about it.
Go ahead and share it.
Oh, okay. Might as well.
I want. Okay. I would like to hear about
no,
it.
No, I would. I would,
go
too.
Go ahead and share it.
I would like to hear about it before Mike does, even.
You will hear about it before I
do. I will, because you don't only go on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Friends Book. I'm going to start my own site called Friends Book.
Whoa, this is a long episode.
It's longer than it should have
been.
All
right, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Bye,
shut
everybody.
It down.
See ya.